You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Listen to this. About three people going to get closer to $1,000 this morning with us. 412 Playmaker will make the announcement who's going to walk off with that $1,000.
That's right.
Last night was Thirsty Thursday on 18th and Vine.
Oh, man, it went all the way down. Shout out to Bayou on the Vine for having us once again. We definitely appreciate it. People was rocking out last night.
I saw people on social media talking about how you was really doing your thing on the ones and twos.
You know, I did a little.
They was going live while you was doing your thing.
Yeah, I started out with some 80s stuff, so I was digging in that bag, and then I went in the two-step bag, and then for like the last 15 minutes, you know, we went to another level. We turned it up a little bit.
Can I say something before you go on?
Yeah.
You was looking skinny.
No,
on that boy live.
Stop
I seen.
It. No, I wasn't.
I made a mental note of it to say something to you about it today.
Well, I appreciate you for lying to me. Thank you for making me feel better. Hey, shout out to Kendra White. She won those white linen tickets last night at Thirsty Thursday.
I told
y'all it was going down. Shout out to Miss Monica. We had a very interesting conversation after it was done. Yeah.
What happened?
I'll tell you about it off air, man. Okay. Ain't nothing we need to express on air.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to her, though, man.
That's what's up. So, your boy, Sharkandrick West, was released on Wednesday. I didn't hear anything from you. That's why I was a little shocked that you didn't make note of it.
Yeah.
Clearing up some space in the salary cap and allowing for some of the other folk to step up.
Yeah, the Chiefs, we have a lot of running backs, so I knew somebody that we all love was going to eventually have to be let go, and unfortunately it was Sharkandrick. Here's Andy Reid.
Well, yeah, you're talking about one of my all-time favorite guys. Yeah, so he a great personality, and he's going to hook on with somebody. It's just it's the way this league works. We felt like you give him an opportunity here to hook on with somebody, and all these guys aren't going to make it, and that's probably how it was going to go there. So but this gives him a great opportunity to go hook on with another team. Great personality, man. He was an energy giver every day. Great kid. Just always had a smile on his face when he came to work.
Aww.
We're going to miss you, Sharkandrick.
We'll have to go back in the bag, Brian, and see if we can play his song a little bit later. See if we can find it. Remember the song we made for him?
Oh, yeah.
On Chief Season?
Yeah. When we doing that?
I don't know. Come a little bit and see if we can dig it in the crates.
Okay.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
622 today. Look for highs in the mid-90s with a couple of thunderstorms. Clear 71 right now in Overland Park. Shade, what's poppin'?
So details in the funeral of Aretha Franklin have been released, and it sounds like the best concert that you could possibly ever go to. Performances will be by Stevie Wonder, Faith Hill, Jennifer Hudson, Fantasia, Shirley Caesar, Ron Isley, Chaka Khan, Yolanda Adams, Jennifer Holliday, Marvin Sapp, the Clark Sisters, Vanessa Bell, Armstrong, and more. Services will be held at the Greater Grace Temple, and it'll be for family and friends only there, but there'll be a public viewing at the Charles H. Wright Museum of African American History, along with a public concert at Cheney Park Amphitheater. And this will take place next Friday, August 31st.
Rest in peace to the Queen of Soul, man.
For real, I reached out to one of my homies that's on the radio in Detroit, Miss Sharon, and I'm going to see if they're going to be there. Maybe they can call into the show and, you know, let us know what's going on live or something.
Yeah, that'll be a sight to see, though. A star-studded list.
Yes. Rest in peace, Queen. Janet Jackson is going to be honored at this year's Black Girls Rock.
Look at that.
I'm excited. I really like to watch this show, highlighting the accomplishments and achievements of Black girls all over.
And Queen Latifah's hosting, right?
Yes, she's going to be hosting. They're going to be taping on this coming Sunday, but it'll air September 9th at 9 on BET.
What's your favorite Janet Jackson album?
Rhythm Nation was pretty dope. And the one after that was Illmatic.
Janet,
too. The Velvet Rope. Was that the next one?
No, Janet came out in 93. That's the one with That's the Way Love Goes.
Velvet Rope is the one with the Nasties on it, right? The Nasty songs.
Yeah, anytime, any... No. Anytime, any place was Janet. Velvet Rope was I Get Lonely.
Wouldn't I like the one with the nasty song on it? Yeah.
Of course you would.
Man, you been this young man. Teach you about these things when you get older.
No
okay?
Control love? No love for control? Control.
Yeah, control cool. All that pleasure principle was dope too. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So Jermaine Dupri has decided to give up the beef, the chicken, everything. He even went vegan, child.
It is hard to do that in Atlanta, fam. Come on.
It's very a little hard. Easier there than it is here.
But you took me to like 18 chicken spots when we went to Atlanta. And it was open
18.
All the time.
It wasn't 18. But there are other places, like, you know, because we was in the hood. And that's what, you know, ain't no vegan spots in the hood, unfortunately. You know, but if we had went to other places, we would have been able to get some vegan fare.
Well, here's Jermaine Dupri talking about it.
So my vegan story started when I went on MasterClass for like 25 days. The energy I had, the way I felt, I just was like trying to figure out at that point, how could I keep this same feeling? And then people was like, well, you should be vegan. I'm like, vegan? So I just became vegan. I just went full into the vegan lifestyle and I'm here 12 years later. I feel like anybody that has a problem with their energy level being right, tired all the time, you can definitely feel the difference. The vegan lifestyle puts you on that track to just be healthy. And that's the lifestyle that you have to take on. That's why I wanted to do this. I wanted to make sure that people heard me and they saw that I was really, really doing this.
Mm. Do you think you could give up meat?
Shay, that's very hard. I giving up burnt ends, giving up turkey, giving up chicken wings. I mean, it might be something I had to consider, but, you know, I don't know.
You know, I don't eat beef or pork, and I haven't in like 20-something years.
Well, you halfway there. Look at you. You might.
But I had given up chicken for a whole year, too. Chicken, turkey, all that was out. All I had was fish.
So you was a vegan?
No.
Okay.
It was just, they call it a pescatarian, I believe, because I had fish in my diet.
I like dairy products too much, too.
Yeah, you got to give up that dairy. You can't have nothing from the animal. Nothing with a face.
Oh, Lord. That just hurts thinking about being vegan.
But you know, you could do it. Then I wind up moving to Buffalo, New York, and you can't live there without chicken. They, instead of, you know, communion, they give you a chicken wing.
What?
Yeah.
You dip the chicken wing in the sauce, like the sauce is
Yep. That's the communion wine. It's hot sauce.
Oh, man.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I wanna tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
I am mad because I just turned a sharp corner and I spilled all my green juice all on my car floor.
Oh, my goodness. That green juice expensive.
It is.
What color you got on today?
Blue,
It's light blue, so it might have got on you then.
No, my pants are dark blue, so it didn't hit my pants. Okay. It ain't my shoes either. It just got all in my car.
You need to clean that car out anyway. You know, you got wigs and purses and Bath and Body Work juices all over the place.
She does not wear a wig.
How you know?
I just know.
I got one on right now.
Aw, oh, damn.
I told you. I know. I just stopped the microphone.
Oh, my God.
It ain't nothing wrong with it. You know, as long as you look good in it, right?
Right.
Girl, take a picture and send it up here so we can see.
Yeah, let me see.
Okay, I'll do that.
No, seriously. Go
at
on
Brian
one
Shining
of our...
on Twitter.
Just go to one of our Facebook pages and put it up there so we can see.
Okay.
All right, who is this?
This is Ashley.
Have a good day, Ashley. Get your green juices in.
Thank you. You too.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
I got the email that always puts a smile on my face.
Free Chipotle? No?
No. Your packages will be delivered on... Got another white linen party outfit that will be here on tomorrow.
Still don't know what I'm wearing.
Gotta get yourself together. This is not only just a musical event, it's a fashion event.
Oh, it is? I was unaware.
You are?
Uh-huh.
All the ladies know.
Now that's my kind of style.
Raheem Devon, Lily James, Lavelle.
Why you wanna try to come back?
You're gonna be DJing. You always do a great job.
Oh, thank you. You gonna be hosting? You on the mic?
Am I?
I'm asking.
Did y'all talk to my manager? Yeah, I'll be there. You know I'm gonna do that. KPRS.com for tickets. So, Tonganoxie School District sent out a message to parents yesterday and posted on their Facebook page that a weapon was found in a locker.
Whoa.
On yesterday. Officials at the school say that there wasn't a threat. No children were in the building at the time. And they're describing it as an unfortunate incident. So we don't know at this point who put it there, if what happened.
Kids, if you're listening right now, high school, middle school, elementary school, whatever, if you see something going on, tell somebody, tell a teacher, tell your principal, say something. We got to put an end to this type of stuff, Shay, in our classrooms.
Superintendent Lauren Feldkamp said on Facebook, "We consider the discovery of any weapon to be very serious. The safety of our children, our community are our top priority. Thankfully, no one was in danger, and all steps have been taken to secure the situation."
Thank God.
They say they feel it's an isolated incident and have completed their investigation.
Mm. Scary times, man, to be in school, you know, with this type of stuff going on.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Child, D-Ray Davis just snuck up in here right fast.
Hola.
What's happening?
Hello. What's up, man? You good?
I'm good. Good to see you.
Long time, twin.
My dog.
Yeah. Light skin for life over there.
That's right. You know what it is.
So we do, man. Light skin, light eyes.
Yeah, dog.
You know what I'm saying? The killer surprise right there.
We in here.
Had to always come through the KC, man.
We appreciate you. You done changed your hair up.
A little bit. This is what I'm saying. As long as I can throw it out and grow it out, I figure I could do what I want to with it right now. Because it's going to be a time where I'm going to wish I had hair.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Well,
Brian's going through that right now.
Oh, dang, man. You got the hair. They hooking it up. Brothers got the lace fronts now, so.
I ain't doing that.
Go get you one of them kid and plays and put it on.
I'd rather just let it go.
Go get you them Shamar Moore braids he had in that Tyler Perry movie.
No.
You know, I'm going to put a hairline on layaway.
Get a shag, man. Get a curl. You can get what you want when you bald. But, yeah, I grew it out, man. You know, it's my back to school look.
What?
Well, back to school because I'm constantly learning.
You looking real 2001-ish over there.
The D-Ray, yeah, man. It's an old school D-Ray, man.
Yeah.
This D-Ray was a new Slap City right here.
You know, speaking of that, I saw a video of you on Jerry Springer that popped up.
I can't believe that. You know what's weird, man? I posted that video when Instagram first started and nobody cared. I posted that video with me and Corey Holcomb. Nobody cared. I was 18 years old, man. And Damon Williams was supposed to have done Jerry Springer. But his wife at the time said, "You ain't going on Springer talking about you want some woman." Oh. And he said, "D-Ray, I want you to go and play some me." I had just barely started comedy, been on stage maybe 3 times. And I said, "Yeah, I'll go on there." And I didn't even know the girl. But it turned out, I mean, it was fun when I did it. I went on there twice. And that's when the fighting really had just started on there. So I got swung on a little bit. No tag it up with the KKK on there.
So this is a couple of things here. We know that this is 100% scripted, then.
Right.
No,
right.
It wasn't scripted. No, it's not scripted, but they do set you up. Like,
oh, okay.
They'll tell you that, you know, Shine is like, "Oh, he's been popping crazy about you." And you like, you know, then you in one room and the other person in the other room, you come out, you're like, "You said you're going to slap me?" And it's just, "What you going to do, wait?" What would you do though? There's a gun call. Like, when they be like, "Gun," and everybody turn around, you're not gonna not turn around. Ain't nobody right. gonna be like, "Oh, everybody got a gun," unless we really in the hood. So that's kind of how they do it, man.
But it was like,
once again,
real.
It was a fun time, man. And now, you know what I'm saying? Now I got Snowfall.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? FX. Now I'm on Hip Hop Squares hosting.
I'm
so
trying to tell you, the glow up is super real.
So I'm having fun, man. Dog. I would announce something right now, but I gotta wait because they haven't finalized the deal. But just, I want to announce something, but I can't. But just keep watching, man. Keep watching.
Scratching out a little piece of paper and I'll read it over there.
You know what I'm saying? You can't nobody announce it yet. I got to get the deal done, man. Because I've announced things before. Uh-huh. They got another call like, "Hey, man, you want too much money. They got to go with Michael Blackson." No, I'm kidding.
Oh, damn. Oh, man.
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
724, look for highs in the mid-90s today. A couple of thunderstorms on the way. Cloudy and 72 right now in Swope Park. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity friends. former NBA All-Star and Dream Team member Reggie Miller is 53 today.
Reggie!
Justine Skye? Who's that?
Like a virgin.
That's Madonna.
Justine Skye, she had a couple of songs that you might be familiar with.
You know. Dave Chappelle, comedian and actor, is 45 today.
2 for 40.
Shout out to Dave Chappelle.
$40 million man.
Yes.
Two specials.
You said $40 million?
He got $40 million for two specials. That's why Drake said it. That's why Drake said two for 40 like Chappelle.
I'm rich.
For real. Walked away from it and got it all back comfortably.
I'm trying to tell you, D-Ray. You got a Netflix special, too.
Sure do. Didn't get 40, though. I did okay.
Did you get more than Monique?
I sure did.
So ignorant. So ignorant.
Sure did. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Nah, I had How to Act Black still on Netflix, still streaming, still doing great numbers. Over there and everywhere. People walk up in different languages.
Making that real money.
Mm.
Oh, ain't no more money after they give it to you. It's a wrap. There's no residuals. And no residuals on Netflix. They're like, here you go. Here go your check quick, Netflix. Get out.
So yesterday, Luda and Tekashi 6ix9ine went through something.
Thought it was hilarious.
Online.
Yeah.
And do you have Luda's part?
Yeah, it started with Ludacris on Wilder Now.
9 for 9, right now on the billboard. For real, Luda. So check it out, Ludacris. I got a question. Yo, if you was to sign somebody right now to DTP, Disturbing the Peace, who would you sign first? Tekashi 6ix9ine? Or my man Nick Cannon?
That's an easy one for me. I'd sign Nick Cannon, because Tekashi, I don't know how much longer he's going to be around.
Yeah. Well, where's the lie in that? I don't know.
It ain't that, man.
Is.
It's just funny, man. Funny is funny. He's on Nick Cannon's show. He's been on Nick's show. It's all right, man. He just gave the boy more troll ammo. That's what Tekashi does, man.
Yes, he did.
Tekashi trolls, man.
Yeah. And here's Tekashi in his response.
Luda, you Fast and the Furious geek playing role playing. Yo, Ludacris. Look, this is what you know for. Yo, bro, you irrelevant. Hold on. When I was 13.
That's just me.
But why would he say he's known for that? That's pretty doing? Funny. Yo, Tekashi.
You too good for this, youngin'? I used to be the man back in the day, you heard?
This still go hard.
It does.
This still go hard. You can play this anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's talking
Old
about.
Old white people be singing this to each other. This is elevator music.
That's just the spirit of some younger folks. They like to talk Not about true. Older folks.
No, no. It's like, no, just him, because he's a kid in class who got everybody in trouble. Like, he could like you and still get you in trouble. Like, get kicked out. He'd be like, get kicked out of class with me, you know. So,
but here's the bad thing with all this. Ludacris can come back with something that'll absolutely destroy him lyrically, but him or his fans won't respect it. You know what I'm saying? They won't recognize.
I wouldn't care about that, man. We try to say that about Drake, and then you know, you never know. You win and you lose, man. Drake went at Meek when he had the upper hand. Meek was in the wrong, so that's how it played out. But Meek, a great lyricist. Meek didn't take his time with it, I felt. Mm-hmm. You know, and I mean take the time, like not respond in 3 days, but just take your time with it. And then what's name did, you know, Pusha did take his time with mm-hmm. it, deciphered it and broke it down. And then, you know, it happens like that. I think lyrically it won't matter to people, because Tekashi falls in the world of the social media, and people gonna still love Luda. Luda's still gonna sell our concerts no matter what.
And he's still acting. Still acting. And he's still getting money.
Bank for them movies.
Yeah. He's still, you know.
I think the kid is, man. He's funny, man. And I think he can rap. I'm not gonna lie, because I rarely listen to kid. I think he can rap, and I just think he's just funny. It's a rarity. We haven't seen nobody young and funny like that in a while who, you know, tomorrow, I'll kill you right now. I'm just playing. Like, it feels like that. It don't feel like, we ain't seen them squab again. We ain't seen nothing really happen. You know, where it's like, he got down or really get, you know what I'm saying? So you don't know how to take it. I know Luda could get out.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for music, money, and more. Hilarious comedian D-Ray Davis.
I don't want to taste my own medicine. Lady, that's what we do as men. We dish it out and can't take it. Now you stay in this house and get cheated on, damn it.
What?
Good morning. It's 7:37. Look for highs in the mid-90s. A couple of thunderstorms on the way. Right now, you're cloudy at 73 in Lee Summit.
When I saw that you were going to be here this weekend, I said, dang, D-Ray's been blessed. He got snowfall. He's got the hip-hop squares. He's doing big things. I was like, he's still doing comedy. I love that forever. You're staying true to your roots. You don't have to come and do the improv, but you're here.
But when it's over, man, this is all we're going to have left is our original fan base. And people can't always watch TV. People work like I work. So if they could take time out to come see me live, I feel like that's the best thing in the world, man. Because they've watched me since the Shaq All-Star, Wildin' Out, my bad movies, Who Made Potato Salad? They watched those. Well, people actually like Who Made Potato Salad. I thought the plot was, we just didn't have no money. I thought it was a very funny movie. But man, everything can't be at 21 Jump Street. So you got to always like go back to, you know, the thing that makes D-Ray D-Ray. And that's standing on that stage, 2 feet down, one mic. You know what I'm saying? A stool, instant gratification. That's how you know if you're funny, too. Y'all try to take y'all, the comedian be trying to take your little funny to the movies, to the set, and don't get no laughs. You better come back to this drawing board. Now, y'all seen a couple comedian specials, but at second when you like, oh, man, here we go again with this boy.
Now, I know you're multi-talented, so, you know, Lil Duval, you know, he got this song, right?
Banging song.
You ever thought about making a song?
Well, I think this is beautiful for Lil Duval, this movement, especially being because of his character and how he is. And he's such a big personality, man. I'm more of a real rapper, I'd say.
Well, really?
No, I mean, everybody know that. I mean, I was signed to Def Squad for like 4 years. Had like 60 songs. I worked with Eric Sermon. I worked with Exhibit. I worked with everybody.
I didn't know that.
You was under the Violator?
Yeah, so Eric then was under Violator.
Oh, okay.
And I was signed to Def Squad.
Brian, I'm going to need a beat, though, right
but,
fast.
Everybody know I'm nice, though. This is not a theme like that. Everybody know I'm nice. But if you ask him, I'm making more music. I've just been re-inspired, I'll say about a year ago, and been slowly working on that. So when I seen Kanye drop 7, Pusha drop 7, I was like, I got to drop 7 records. I got to drop 7 hard, nice,
and they
beautiful
can be
records.
Like 2 minutes each. You
no,
know
they nice, though, bro. So we'll see. We'll see where it go, man. I'm not forcing it.
Okay, well, we're going to force you to freestyle.
It's early, man.
Hey.
Oh, but that's we can't bring up.
Why not?
Come on, we can't bring up the Mobb Deep on me, man.
D-Ray. Why not?
D-Ray.
Man.
D-Ray. D-Ray.
But turn the music off my head.
But don't cuss.
D-Ray.
But don't cuss.
D-Ray.
But don't cuss. But don't cuss.
D-Ray.
My man KC with it. I guess I'm addicted to comedy. That's why I stay with it. I don't want to mess up on the mic and curse because it's too early and people going to be mad at my verse. I mean, not the girlies, they gon' love it anyway, cause they be loving D-Ray wherever he played, from the Shy out to L.A. Hey. Got a problem with authority, laws be boring me, so I break them accordingly, to the courts gotta order me, jail seen a lot of me,
what?
Like old folks a lottery,
uh-huh.
Killed so many tracks, took a class in lobotomy,
woo!
Cash out of God of me, soon as Hollywood spotted me, but talk like I can't let it bother me, old school, new school, I'ma rock it properly, it's old fools and new fools, but ain't nothing stopping me, you better get it straight, I got a lot of state, property out of state, I call it a real estate, you ever seen a real estate, sitting on 40 acres, villa killing them, call it the Crystal Lake, different, man, hey.
That's what's up, that's all we
didn't
needed.
Even make a mistake,
that's all we
when
needed.
I flowed, didn't make a mistake, cause I always ate steak, and if I've missed a steak, then somebody else's house, alright,
that's
I don't
good,
wanna,
that's good, that's good,
it's alright, that's it, yeah,
that's what I'm talking about,
early
you're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams,
comedian, actor, D-Ray Davis.
Yeah, isn't a threat and a warning the same thing, though? It's not a threat. It's a warning. Be careful. It's a threat and a warning.
Not really. A threat is like, I'm going to punch you in your face. But a warning is, if you keep talking, I'm going to punch you in your face.
So if I tell the police, yo, this is a warning. Y'all keep pulling me over. That sounds like a threat. I don't know. Whenever a woman says something, it sounds like a threat anyway.
Catch me outside. How about that?
When a woman says stuff like, okay, it's a threat. Okay, that's a threat. That means she's going to go do something. Either she's going to hurt you physically, emotionally. She can't. Spiritually, they pretend they can hurt you spiritually. You can't, though. They act like they're going to put a hex on you. I hope it shrivel up. Why I got to shrivel up? Why I just can't not be? Why can't it just be inactive?
The ladies love D-Ray Davis.
Yes. I'm a good mentor for.
Oh, is that what that is?
Beautiful ladies, yeah.
You're managing them.
Yes, finally
that
somebody
so
get it.
Though. That sounds something like a pimp.
You get it. You understand. It's a management situation. I'm a guidance counselor in most situations, and I keep it comfortable and corporate.
Yeah, why are you trying to slander him over there?
I'm not. I understand.
Actually, I get it. She's coming from a good place, and she's explaining. You know what I'm saying? She's basically being my vocal fishing rod out here.
He was on TV with multiple women, and they was down for it.
Very comfortable. Still are.
Oh, they still down with
Very
it?
Very comfortable. Mm. We live a comfortable household. It's expensive, but it's comfortable.
You can see they public.
But ladies, I'm single for the next 72 hours. So get out here, get these tickets, come to the Improv, come see me. 72 hours.
You come, ready and available?
Come get this D Ray.
There's a 98-year-old man who walks 6 miles every day to see his paralyzed wife in the hospital. Do you understand that type of love, D-Ray?
I do. I mean, that's deep. I love the same way. I feel like that's what you're supposed to do.
You do?
Yes, I do.
You just love a lot of people.
Yeah, I had to walk more that day. I got to walk to a few places. And most of the time, when I leave girls' houses, they be paralyzed anyway. So I'm gonna have to, walk back.
Whoa.
You know what I'm saying? To come.
Whoa.
From the
paralysis.
From the breakfast I cooked, they can't barely move. See what you talking?
I thought you was talking about.
No.
I thought you was talking about another breakfast.
Where your mind is at?
You're doing something with your mouth.
the breakfast of champions is what I give out.
Look at that mouth.
Yo, come to the damn comedy show, man. This is too much, man.
I am super weak right now.
you will, but I'm kidding. Nah, you ain't been a she to me. I'm keeping it. Hey, you see my conversation is corporate right now. You won't?
Hey.
You ain't going Morgan Freeman me.
Okay, we gotta go on that. Listen, more with D-Ray Davis.
Hold up, what's in this tea I'm drinking? I'm feeling sleepy. Did you put something in the tea?
No.
I think you put something in my tea.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Actor comedian D-Ray Davis is in the building.
I'm a granddad. instead of saying wah, I'm a baby.
Oh yeah, like, okay, yeah.
I'm a whole man. Help me go outside with my hurt knees. Can't get nowhere. I need a wheelchair, please. I'm a whole man. Whole man.
No, he actually says that in the song. Wham, old wham, thug. Wham. I'm the baby.
Old thug out here. You know what I'm saying? I've been rapping now. What? I've been what interview? I've been rapping for a while. Old thug. Take your teeth out before I smack them out.
Oh my goodness.
In stores. Yeah. D-Ray. Hi.
Hot fire.
What's up? Fire. Who fired? What happened?
I just read a story that Kroger is going to do away with plastic bags. And
how you supposed to steal?
Well, even not the stealing, but for me, I feel as though, black people, we've been ahead of the curve for recycling. How many of us got that bag full of plastic bags
at home
that we reuse? So what are we going to use without plastic bags?
What are you talking about? Now you take that bag full of plastic bags up to Kroger and sell them for double the money. You sell bags on the way out.
That barbershop character coming out again.
Hey, man, hustle guys.
Oh, my skin, Cal.
How you kicked me out of the shop? I've been here. Who bought the free iron? Which free iron people don't use no more either.
Right.
Crazy. Man.
Well, I mean, how are you going to carry
what else they don't use
out?
Nowadays?
You're
going
to have to get one of them cloth bags. Yeah.
All them fake paper bags they're giving you now? They just put in
paper
your hand.
Paper bags or either cloth bags.
They're like, put in your hand right here. You got to go in. I'm going to go in there with a laundry bag.
Look at Aldi setting the trend. Okay.
And they're trying to do away with straws.
Well, Aldi's crazy. We used to go to Aldi's. I hated that because we just had to put the food in the box.
Yeah.
We couldn't get the bags.
We still do that
bags
at Aldi.
Is too much.
We still do it. It's 10
cents. Crack all these jokes like your mama named Aldi's because Aldi's be in her mouth.
Oh my God.
Come on now.
That's my favorite Aldi's joke. And I love it.
Do you, as D-Ray Davis, still get heckled by people where you got to roast somebody in the crowd?
Of course. People always want to test it. They feel like they think it ain't real. It's like kind of like seeing Michael Jordan. People are like, I'll take you to the court right now. When the people see Mike Tyson, let's slap box. It's like, you really don't want to do that, but you're saying it because it's impulse for you to do that. So, yeah, I get that. I get a couple people that want to yell out some things and get destroyed.
They heckled Richard Pryor.
Yeah,
but that boy, he got on them, though.
Years. Richard was nice. People are, Man, they don't know. This is like, man, this is our sport, man. We do this on a regular. Yeah. All day long, you can do it, man. And there's certain people I wouldn't heckle because I know they nice with it, you know. Ain't nobody good with me on the street with it.
This finna be a breeze.
And then all of a sudden, it ain't.
Some people just good at the internet comedy. You know what I'm saying? The Instagram, they need to roast him. But no, I still roast. Like, I was just walking down Beale Street in Memphis, and somebody jumped out and started to roast me and started to go at me. We went at it for about 10 minutes. I had time. I destroyed him. I destroyed him so bad.
I be trying to tell Shay, like, we just roasted in school. Like, we just went back. Like, yeah, Shay don't get it, man. She don't.
What you would do is you would bring up something that really happened with you at home.
Yeah.
Like, if you was broken, you had roaches, you bring up your roaches about somebody else to them. Yeah.
It just
y'all
go,
so
it
broke,
off.
I seen roaches packing up to leave. Like, oh, man, we really saw that at my house.
Talk about Hip Hop Squares. Are we going to get another season of that?
I don't know, man. I mean, if they got another $3 million for your boy. No, I don't know.
Oh, dang. You was getting that kind of bag?
I got a nice bag, though. I ain't gonna lie. I got a really nice bag. VH1 looked out. But I also been working my ass off. Let's not play, like, from hosting Joking Off to hosting Mind of a Man to... So, I built my paper up. Mm-hmm. So, them coming to me with the proper amount of money. But it wasn't... It's not really me. It's more Ice Cube, the producers. The powers of BTI is a very strong, and you know, person over there. As far as almost an inmate, she has a strong inmate now. A very influential person over there who happens to be an inmate. I'm kidding, but T.I. is an influential person, so I think if Cube and them and the producer can come together and make it make sense, it's just an expensive show.
They ain't gonna have you on Empire no more.
I got killed, man. I'm on a new show now. FX, Snowfall, Peaches.
That's a big deal.
It's a real big deal, bro.
Snowfall is a great show.
Don't talk through this glass. I want, man.
No Lil Flip songs
No more Lil Flip videos. I thought I seen him the other day, but it's like seeing a ghost. I thought I seen him backstage somewhere. What was that? I can't remember. It's like, that was Flip. And I was like, really? They do exist. What happened to Flip, man?
Man. T.I., my dog.
Yeah, Tip always popping, man.
Yeah, dog.
It'd be nice to have Flip and some old school rappers on Hip Hop Squares. We ain't did that yet.
An old school hip hop edition would be
dope. Yeah, LL and all. And we asked LL. I mean, LL always busy. He always, you know, so busy.
I love LL.
Y'all from the same neighborhood. That's why.
But see, yeah, we are. But he's the only person. Like, when he came to the station, I was working in Buffalo. I was like, oh, LL coming in. Cool, let him in. But then when he got in my presence, his spirit is so big.
He smelled like baby powder.
Literally, a tear came down my eye. Like,
LL,
and I didn't know why.
Straight up, though. LL is, man.
His energy is, it fills the room.
What are you talking about, honey?
Stop. And you like, oh my God, it's LL.
She was stepping on those size 16 shoes.
And he did smell like,
you said you was again.
Damn. And he smelled like baby powder for real. He wear that baby powder oil that you buy on the street. So he was keeping it 100. I was like, oh my God.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
823. Look for highs in the mid 90s today with a couple of thunderstorms in the mix. Cloudy and 74 right now at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
We got details on the funeral of an icon, Aretha Franklin. It's going to happen next Friday, August 31st. And the lineup of folks that will be performing is like one of the dopest concerts you ever want to go to. Stevie Wonder, Faith Hill, Jennifer Hudson, Fantasia, Shirley Caesar, Ron Isley, Chaka Khan, Yolanda Adams, Jennifer Holliday, and D-Ray, you gonna host?
Yeah, I would. If she allowed me to, she might say no from where she at.
Oh, Lord.
It's a powerful spirit right there.
Have you ever met Aretha Franklin?
I did. Very, very smooth, very in passing, twice in passing.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang. Can you imagine saying you've been in your career for like 40, 50 years like she was?
I hope so, man. It's a blessing to be in it as long as I've been in it. Close to 20, but to be in your career and stay respected how you were, regardless of what you said or what you've been through. I'm excited to see how the movie turns out.
Yes,
I'm excited to see the real. I love seeing those movies where you know all the trials and tribulations people really been through, rather than, you know, people's movies now would be different. Like, who gonna play these people now?
Right.
They didn't go through a lot. You know, it's not like These singers had like Antoine, what was his name? Antoine Washington. Antoine, what's the dude's name? Denzel did the movie with him.
Oh, you talking about Antoine Fisher?
Yeah, they had the Antoine Fisher backgrounds. Like them singers. Them singers had some real messed up backgrounds, you know? So that's why the interest, and I think that's the only black history we got now. They don't teach black history in school no more.
And Lifetime, keep your hands off the Aretha Franklin story.
Better not.
For real, though.
It's going to be called Lifeline.
Janet Jackson's going to be honored at Black Girls Rock, and that's going to be airing September 9th on BET. Queen Latifah is going to be hosting that.
Queen.
You ever met Janet?
Yep.
When?
Met Janet about almost 9 years ago.
Did you shoot your shot?
I didn't. She was with Jermaine, and I was somebody else.
Okay, so right now you meet Janet Jackson on the set of Black Girls Rock. What you doing?
All of her dance moves. I'm going to be a nasty boy next to the nasty girl. I'm not like that, man. I've loved my own merit and how far I've come. I don't want it to be snatched away because I walked with Janet down the car. She's a beautiful woman, and I'm sure very comfortable with kicking it. You know what I'm saying? Because she don't seem like she's tight. She don't seem like she's tight wound or whatever. But I don't want nobody to take my shine, man.
Dang. You don't want nobody more famous than you?
No, because I work to be how famous I am.
Yo, that's crazy.
People be looking for somebody of the same fame or the same. I like that my girls, I like making people famous. I like building. I love being the Spike Lee of the relationship.
You a Build-A-Bear? Build-A-Bear workshop?
I love that. I like being Prince. Remember Prince? Who did Prince date that was famous like that?
Oh, my God.
Who did he date?
Vanity?
He made her. He made them famous.
Him famous.
Bam.
He did.
My bad. Okay.
Come on, brother.
Yo, if I had a wig on, I'd snatch it off right now. I can't believe you said that.
You've never seen me date, and the one person I did date that was famous, I chose not to be on the carpet. And the two or three people that I kicked, you know, chilled with, kicked
Who'd
with.
Who'd you date famous?
People.
Who?
People.
Just give me one name. Just one.
It don't matter.
Just one.
Give it the initials.
No.
Just one.
No, because that'll be doing what them dudes do now to get on. I don't need none of it.
Stop
pressing. Well, no.
I'm saying anybody I've dated, anybody I've done anything with, anybody I've done, like, I'm talking about, it could be a superstar and I could have done things in a car with them people. Like, had a woman outside of herself in a vehicle, something she never thought she'd do. I would still never be like, this is what happened. I still would never, because I don't need that. I did D-Ray, and they know who they are. You see in passing. Their passing is a little slow. It becomes slow motion as they walk past me.
Oh, my God.
Why you mad, though, on the way at 8:38, y'all?
It's like you're planning to eat more than a sandwich, boy.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.